lightning bolts. But I still love doing that. I learned to grill from my dad, how to grill chicken, how to do all this stuff just to make it just right. And so anyway, so I love grilling outside. I have an electric grill. My wife was doing some gardening and tipped it over and broke the handle. I got to Now, for 2 years, all I did was have to glue the handle with a little super glue, and it could be all fixed. But I have
Gorilla
to do that.
Glue. What's try that? Gorilla glue.
I have Gorilla glue. I have all those Gorilla little glues. Yeah, I'm going to try it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you, I will see you tomorrow at Fourth Fest, Dave Mack.
Yes, we'll see you at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
for when you line up.
With Lou Regani.
And come down Romaine, take a picture of you and your and classic
Lou,
car.
Not my classic, Lou Regani's classic car. He's got a couple of them.
So who else is riding? Just you? Or
just me and Lou.
I thought the other guys were going to.
Me and Lou. That's
Cindy,
it.
Why aren't you riding in the parade?
He's working on the radio.
I'm working on the radio, man. Somebody's got to go to work.
Well, anyway, so I will be here tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early. Cindy Hooper's coming up next with your pre-4th of July show. Coming up here at WRJN. It's 9 o'clock on the nose. Let's check news right now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with our new CBS News poll that shows the political damage President Biden suffered from last week's cringeworthy debate. CBS's Jennifer DePinto says some voters have shifted support to former President Donald Trump.
He now has a 3-point edge over President Biden across the collective battleground states, and he has a 2-point edge nationally. In June, Mr. Biden led Trump by 1 point across the battlegrounds.
Mr. Biden meets with Democratic governors in person and virtually today to assure them at 81 years old, he still has what it takes to beat Mr. Trump in November. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
This comes after governors have expressed some concerns in a private call about President Biden's debate performance and how to impact his campaign.
A slightly weakened Category 4 Hurricane Beryl is set to slam the island of Jamaica today. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
The big concern that I have is the 6 to 9 feet of storm surge right along the coast, particularly on the north side of the island, because the water is going to be pushed onshore there.
Correspondent Tom Hansen is awaiting the wind and water in Montego Bay.
For anyone trying to get out of Jamaica and out of the path of Beryl, that window has closed because the airports have closed. As Beryl passes through Jamaica, it will then set its sights onto the Yucatan Peninsula. That's where it's headed next.
The storm's blamed for 6 deaths in the eastern Caribbean. If you're heading out for the 4th and you're driving, don't say we didn't warn you. Correspondent Scott McFarlane is tracking the holiday getaway.
The numbers are just eye-popping. 60 million people will drive more than 50 miles this week. That's millions more than last year. And so many of them not in their own cars. Hertz Rental Car says today is among the busiest days for car pickups.
New hope for people with Alzheimer's. The FDA has approved a second drug, donanemab, to slow the disease progression. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
It works by binding amyloid, which we've heard about for years, this gooey substance that covers the nerves and it stops the nerve cells from talking with each other. And the idea was to try to get that out. They do it with monthly infusions. It's only been shown to work for people with early onset.
And experts say complications can include bleeding in the brain. A new benefit for grandmas and grandpas overseas. CBS's Vicki Barker is at the foreign desk.
Parents in Sweden currently get some 16 months paid parental leave, most of that based on their full salary. Now they can sign over as much as 3 months of that leave to allow grandparents to step in too.
Sweden offers a total of 480 days of paid leave per child. S&P futures down 5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave's Celebration of Life is Tuesday at Grace Church. A visitation will take place Monday and Tuesday. Racine firefighters rescued a 12-year-old girl from a balcony during a house fire last week. The fire left 4 people homeless, but the girl was unharmed. Paddock Lake and Sturtevant have fireworks tonight. Racine and Kenosha displays are tomorrow. Chair placement starts at 5 a.m. for the 4th Fest of Greater Racine Parade. That starts at 9 a.m. from Gould and Main. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has a new dog. Canine Stella will work in the Internet Crimes Against Children's Unit. Someone survived that house explosion in Walworth County. A propane leak is the suspected cause. A Kenosha Pride Festival is Saturday with a march and performances. Stages will be set up at Celebration Place. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The crew beat the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers were down 3-2 heading into the ninth and clawed their way back to a 4-3 victory over the Rockies, their 26th comeback win of the season. Willie Adames with a clutch sacrifice fly.
We are competitors over here. We're always going to be fighting, and we're never going to give up, you know. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to do that until the end. And, you know, I'm proud of the boys.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, that last inning, I mean, we were fortunate too, but, you know, give our guys credit. You know, we left some guys on base. We didn't really get the big hit. That's baseball, man. That's how you play offense.
NBA, the Bucks introduced their two new players, guard A.J. Johnson, forward Tyler Smith, picked up in the draft. Head coach Doc Rivers asked, what advice does he have for a couple of 19-year-old kids who have to compete with veterans like Giannis and Damian Lillard?
To be competitive. Don't be awestruck. Look everybody in the eye. Respect all veterans, and then try to kick their butt.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 86 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning. Could see a shower or two in the afternoon with a high of 79. And then rain and thunderstorms are possible Thursday night. And again on Friday, our high Friday, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's all I'm asking for. Good morning. I'm Cindy Huber on WRJN, your local news, playing your
timeless hits. Day before. Oh, I forgot what holiday is tomorrow. Christmas? Oh, man. Shocking blue. It's Venus.
To Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
And local news, timeless hits are back in WRJN. Tell a friend. I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you this morning because that means I'm employed. It means I'll bring home a paycheck. I always like making my husband happy. Eric Clapton, I Shot the Sheriff. The one of those songs that actually to me was ruined by The Simpsons when Marge Simpson says something like, shoot him with kindness. I'm like, oh my God. Or shoot him with a smile. Or just don't shoot him at all.
Are you a chronic interrupter? Incapable of letting other people talk? Do those people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have a 120-night sleep trial so you can get your money back if a bed's not right. That way anyone, even someone like you, can sleep all night. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
The countdown is on for Racine's amazing 4th Fest celebration. It all starts on the 3rd with fun on Monument Square with food, games, music, and raffles from 6 to 9 p.m. Then the big event, the 88th Annual 4th July Parade, all along Main Street, steps off at 9 a.m. with sirens, bands, classic cars, floats, VIPs, clowns, and everything that screams independence. Racine family tradition for 88 years and one of the Midwest's largest parades. Come celebrate with WRJN.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Today's WRGN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Lee's Deli, serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Today's Lee's Deli special, the Reuben and Fries. They give your meal the premium, fresh ingredients that will leave you fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Go to WRGN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRGN Big Deals.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Another sad day night that I ain't got nobody. Ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another sad night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. Back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this time. around here. It's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish.
That is Sam Cooke. Another Saturday night on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and a beautiful day. I love clouds. I love driving to work and seeing all those cumulus clouds trying to get started. That's going to be a nice one today, though. 74 right now. Never seen.
To be.
Local news and timeless hits WRJN. Percy Sledge. When a man loves a woman, and I love the big deal of the day. And today it's 50% off at Lee's Deli, serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. I'm a huge fan of their meatball sub. That is just unreal. It's so good. But it's not even 10. I'm talking about lunch. You betcha I am. But that 50% off today, our big deal of the day. Lee's Deli, you go to our website, look up, click on the big deals tab on WRJN.com. Look that up. And today only 50% off. You go online, you buy it, and then they either send you the coupon or you get it on your phone, and then you go in and get your delicious big deal of the day, only from WRJN.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin this week. He plans to campaign in Madison on Friday. Today, Biden meets privately with leading Democrats concerned about his debate performance last week. After some divisive rulings and recent scandals, civic engagement groups say U.S. Supreme Court justices are doing a bad job policing themselves. Sarah Harris is with the group Stand Up America.
Chief Justice Roberts and others put out a sort of suggestion list of ethics, but it's not binding. So it sort of leaves it up to other people on the court to decide if or when there is an ethical issue. And as we've seen, the ethical issues continue to happen.
Americans tell pollsters they'd like term limits for U.S. Supreme Court justices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A celebration of life for Jonathan Delagrave will be held next Tuesday. The Racine County executive passed away during a morning jog last Friday. Visitation is set for Monday and Tuesday at Grace Church, with services Tuesday at 11. Delagrave's obituary asks those going to wear Badgers attire. Board Supervisor Tom Kramer is acting as county executive until a special election can be held. Official observances are tonight in two local communities. Paddock Lake in Kenosha County and Sturtevant in Racine County are holding fireworks displays tonight, with each starting at around dusk. Police in Sturtevant say they'll close Charles Street starting at 8 tonight until it's all over, with Fireman's Park the place to watch. The cities of Racine and Kenosha shoot off their fireworks tomorrow night. Racine's parade steps off at 9 tomorrow morning. Quick actions by Racine firefighters saved a 12-year-old girl trapped on a balcony during a house fire last week. The fire on Elm Street started when items were left in a preheated oven. Rescue teams used a 24-foot extension ladder to get the girl from the second floor. The fire caused about $6,000 in damages and left four people without homes. The girl was evaluated on scene and released unharmed to her mother. The newest member of the Racine County Sheriff's Office can't take an oath, but she is a good girl. The department has introduced canine Stella as the latest member of their canine unit. The English Lab Retriever specializes in electronic storage detection and is trained to locate a wide range of electronic devices. Stella will be working alongside Investigator Lacombe in the Internet Crimes Against Children unit. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 86 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning. Could see a shower or two in the afternoon with a high of 79. And then rain and thunderstorms are possible Thursday night. And again on Friday, our high Friday, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
local news. Timeless hits in the Brewers. Tonight, the Colorado Rockies pregame show is at 7:05. Here's We Five.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. Sweet Caroline,
is kind of a drag. Buckingham's local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and tomorrow's 4th of July parade has our very own Don Rosen and Lou Regani in there. So 9 o'clock, the parade starts, and what I think is super awesome, during the parade, they're going to have a flyover.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word FUN to get your second drink for free.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Boss Bunker took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only
26 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She holds her head so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain screams out this song.
Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. We're going to be checking in with Stuart J. Waddles and local news, national news from CBS, and of course, my buddy, Mike Clemens with sports. Here's Chicago. Does anybody really know what time it is? Well, I just look at my phone, it tells me. Unless you don't have a phone. Whoa!
Does anybody really care
about time?
If so, I
one time.
Now.